4. Where the hell did Frisco bring me? That's the question on my mind as I watched the dark-haired bartender pour a long stream of Jack over ice before topping it off with a shot of Coke from the soda gun. Ripley? Is that what the old lady said the bartender's name was? Frisco's attention hasn't left her since we walked into this place, and I can see why. Her curves are poured into her jeans, and she's all tits, ass, and thick, shiny hair. Basically the opposite of Amber. My girl is rail thin, like so many women in the industry who feel the pressure to keep any extra pounds off because the cameras will just add them back on. No matter what I say, I can't get her to eat a burger to save her life. I can't picture this bartender picking at a salad with no dressing or cutting a piece of ahi tuna into tiny bites. No, she looks like she'd just as soon dive into a steak and stab someone with a fork if they tried to take it from her. The mystery isn't why Frisco wanted to come here, but why she keeps turning him down. When Ripley slides my drink in front of me, wordlessly, she reaches for a pint glass and aims her gray eyes at Frisco. You sure you want your regular? Last chance to try something different. She holds the glass under the tap and waits. Who do you think I am? Give me that bud, baby girl. Her fingers curl around the handle and squeeze tight. How many times have I told you not to call me that? In the bar mirror, I catch Frisco's wink at her. And yet I keep calling you that. So who do you think is more stubborn? She drops a hand to her curvy hip and stares at him. When I say no, I mean no, Frisco. I'm not playing hard to get. I'm just not interested. He slaps his hand against his chest. Wounded. Nearly mortal. You're lucky I got such a healthy ego or you'd give me a complex. Ripley rolls her eyes and pulls down the handle to start the glass filling with beer. The stereo system kicks over to Willie Nelson, and I take a drink, appreciating her heavy hand with the jack as it slides down my throat. I soak up the music and old-school atmosphere as Frisco and Ripley talk. Pearl returns from the restroom and starts up a conversation with her husband about something that happened in 1967. I let it all wash over me, and the bullshit weighing me down slips away. So I may not have gotten engaged tonight, but there's no time limit on that. I did, however, debut a kick-ass new single and got to put my sweet new ride through her paces.